Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It was 1950 in the cold and rain when my father took me to my very first game. Said the Browns are gonna show you how the game is played.
Here we go again.
Kevin Stefanski joining us, the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, live and in studio in the Serpentini Auto Group Studios. Have you ever heard this song? We got his mic. You ever heard this song?
Of course I've heard that one. I think the kids listen to that one on the way to school every day.
On his playlist, yes.
I wanted to know this. How many meetings do you, during the draft, sit in with players? I imagine some, but
the prospective players,
yes,
that are coming in, yeah, all of them. So you get to bring in 30 guys. They call those the 30 visits. Mm-hmm. And I sit in with each one of them. And some of them are guys that we might be interested in. Some are guys that we're not interested in, maybe doing a little smoke and mirrors. There's some guys that maybe are going to be undrafted. Other guys, you're getting medical on them, medical. Maybe they weren't at the combine and didn't get through the physical. So, but I sit with all of them. It's really, really interesting just to sit with them, see what makes them tick. Mm-hmm. For us, it's how do they learn best? Are they visual learners? Are there guys that we're going to want to spend more time in this area of the building? What we'll do is, as coaches, we'll actually give them an install. So we'll spend about an hour with them as coaches, go to a bunch of other meetings, and then bring them back for a walkthrough, see what they retained. So those are what those meetings are really about.
Has the demeanor of them, the answers from them changed because of NIL? Is there a bit more professionalism, or what's in it for me? What's it like?
Things have certainly changed. I don't know that I've picked up on it totally with just the visits of the guys, but just watching the landscape and talking to different people, talking to college coaches, things are different. It just is. And I'm not saying different for better, different for worse. It's just they're different. I think the NIL, the transfer portal, has certainly made it that the players maybe a little bit more worldly. Maybe, you know, we have guys that are making a lot of money in college coming into this thing. We have guys that are going to different schools and transferring and making quote-unquote business decisions, whereas back in the day, you know, that didn't exist as much.
Are there more questions about you and your staff from them now? Because they can go anywhere in college, it seems.
Not so much. You know, they're eyes wide open. They know, and I tell them that in recruiting and in the transfer portal, they get to pick. In the draft, we get to pick. And so they do lose a little bit of that. But, you know, I've been really, really impressed. I like to ask them a lot of times what they do. You know, okay, so you're in, and we talk about a lot of things, but what are you doing when you're away from this building? What are you into? Food, music, movies? And it is incredible how many gamers there are in this generation. Like, blows me away. Everybody's playing Call of Duty or Fortnite or Madden or whatever it is, but that's really so much of what they do. And you know, we talk about Gen Z and how to coach these kids. That's one of the things, honestly, we talk about is, you know, everybody says, well, they don't pay super attention. Well, these guys play games for 3 hours, paying pretty close attention. So I say that to say it's our job to reach them any way we can.
You have said that the draft is still Andrew Berry's show. And I find it interesting because normally when a coach wins one Coach of the Year, now two Coach of the Year awards, and they've been at a place for longer than 4 years, they start to gain around the NFL traditionally more power. But yet it doesn't seem like you want to use that power.
I don't want Andrew's job. Andrew doesn't want my job. I think that's the easiest way to put it. I trust him completely. He works his butt off at it. I have a very, very healthy respect for what he and the personnel group does. Now, having said that, Andrew listens to our coaches. He listens to me. I give him, you know, what I think about a player. Just recently, he's, you know, hey, go put this guy on. Tell me what you think. So that occurs, but I trust him to do his job.
So how does that go down in real life where you might be watching a Big Ten championship game or a playoff game if you've got the time, and you see someone that stands out, and you're like, all right, I'm looking at our picks. I know we've got this pick in the second round or the third round. How does that process begin with Andrew, communicating to him how that player could fit in your scheme?
That's a huge part of what we do. I think we, and I've told Andrew this, we run our draft meetings are so fun and so, I'll use this word, efficient. Because what we don't do is we don't all get in one room and, okay, start with the first guy. Let's all just read our reports. And it's like, you know, literally go around the room and read what you think. Well, we spend time on maybe guys that there's differences on. Hey, one scout saw him this way, another scout saw him this way, I saw him this way. Let's talk about it. Let's talk this one through. We don't spend time on guys that are consensus players. We spend time on guys that we maybe see a little bit differently. And then on top of that, what we really spend time with the position coaches, especially, is like, how does this guy fit our scheme? There are guys that are like, man, DNA fit, like right now, put him out there, he's good to go. There's other guys like, well, he's never done what we would ask him to do. He has the traits. We really think we can get out of him. Or conversely, you know what? I don't think we can get it. He might fit this other team really, really well. He's not going to fit what we do.
Is there – how do I look at it here with these type of players? Is there more pressure? Do you feel more pressure because you have less picks than what you might have in the past? Because I remember – I mean, we've done Browns drafts where they had 13 picks in a season. And now you only have six this year. Is there a difference there? Or do you feel like we got to get them all right?
We have six for now. With Andrew, you never know.
Stay tuned.
I wouldn't say any pressure, any more pressure with six picks. Again, I just think Andrew has a strong feeling about the draft. He's got a strong conviction on how it's going to go. He'll have a plan, and he'll have a backup plan to that plan. So I think he's mindful of making sure each pick counts and that type of thing. But I know he's process-oriented, and I think he feels strongly about the process.
Obviously, we, the media, talk a lot about analytics, especially with this iteration of the Browns front office. And it seems like you guys have been able to marry that in a pretty special way to the point where you've had the success you've had. How do some of the analytics come into play? Is there ever a time where you are blown away by some of the things a front office say about traits that maybe you never thought of, things that matter, maybe capturing some of the data that we never even used to capture matters?
It's a good question. You know, if you ask Coach Schwartz that, Coach Schwartz would say they were doing analytics when he was with the Browns in the 90s. And he's right. It's you know, advanced statistics have been used forever. Now, the ability with the computers to even go deeper and analyze all this data is that's the different piece. But I would tell you, we use research and information really in every aspect. We use it in personnel because you can combine all these traits like you mentioned and kind of give yourself maybe a formula of what the chances are that this guy can succeed. We use it obviously in coaching on game day. We can use it even what's fun now is you can measure separation. So everybody's wearing, you know, these GPS where you can measure how much literal yards, how much separation a tight end is getting, a wide receiver is getting, how far off does a corner typically play? Like, so I'm watching the tape and, man, this guy plays off. He seems like he's really off. Hey, I'll shoot a text to somebody in our group and I'll say, hey, what are the numbers off versus press in this guy? And so they can kind of dig into it. So I think it works both ways. Sometimes we will see something or maybe anecdotally see something, and then we can confirm it with a research group. Or, hey, our guys, hey, check this out. Something's pinging. It looks that this type of scheme really has hurt them in this personnel. Does that add up? Is that true? Why don't we watch a tape and see if that's true? So I think it really works in a bunch of different areas.
But is there still a little bit of room for, I know what the sheet says. I saw what I saw.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's you got to wade through all the noise. And that's why I love – like, give us all the information, give us all the tools, give us everything at our disposal. Then at the end of the day, we get to make those decisions. And, you know, it oftentimes comes up when you're talking about fourth down decisions. And there's the chart, and then there's your gut. And there's plenty of times where that chart is literally, you know, it's the color yellow. It's not red or green, it's yellow. And that's your gut.
How do you decipher from a scouting report on any player to what he really can or can't do and what maybe the development that was lacking in college is showing you? Because, I mean, you're a coach. Obviously, you got a good...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Staff, you want to be able to develop guys. You want to be able to develop them properly. So what do you see in certain things? You're like, wait a minute, that might be development there previously.
Yeah, it happens all the time. And those are the conversations that have been going on the last few months. You know, everybody runs a little bit different scheme, offense and defense in college. So for us, I'll take any position. We'll take tight end for now. You know, you're watching a tight end play in college. How often are those guys in a three-point stance? Mm-hmm. Not very often. How often are they blocking in line? Not very often. Well, how often are teams really blocking power football nowadays? A little bit, you know, short yardage, that type of thing. Teams are bringing in extra offensive linemen to do those jobs. So now it's like, okay, that player that I'm watching in college, while he may not do the traditional tight end inline stuff, but he's a pretty good guy if you separate him out from the core. And he can do enough in the run game that you got to keep the defense honest. So a lot of it is projection. You're really using your imagination and trying to say, okay, I see this guy. I see him drop his hips at the top of a drop or top of a route and run this and break in. Can I extrapolate that movement right there? Can he also do this? Can we also put him at number one outside and run those same routes? That's where more information is better. So did the player play in this one of those all-star games where you can go watch the tape of him in the all-star games at the combine? Okay, let me confirm. Did I see that movement from him? So I think that happens across every position, but it's so specific to your scheme. And that's where I go back to that DNA match. There are certain guys that they're running very, very similar schemes, and that's an easy one to project for us. Then we do our homework on the ones that, wow, okay, they weren't asking him to do this, but I think that we can get it out of him.
I want to ask you, Kevin Stefanski joining us in studio, head coach of your Cleveland Browns. I want to ask you about your foundation coming up here in moments. But do you like calling plays and working an offense indoors or outdoors more?
Anywhere. I'll play in the parking lot. You tell me where to play, we'll go.
I try to get him to
nice
bite.
Try.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but your family might like to be a little more insulated, right? I mean,
you can't use the family against them, or you can't use the family as an argument for it.
It's never known. You've been in some of the other venues.
I've been everywhere, man. We will play. We'll play anywhere. You tell us where to play. We're ready to roll.
Hey, when the news broke that the NFL was going to tinker in a big way with the kickoff rule, immediately we're sitting here, news breaks, we see it, and we're like, Elijah Moore, holy cow. What? And I know you've got Hines, you've got other options. Were you starting to spitball with your staff like, holy cow, this is a totally new world we're living in?
You know, it's so interesting that the whole process of that play, making it, you know, we weren't sure if it was going to pass. That's a whole nother story. That's a chapter of the book in terms of how, you know, an idea comes up, the special teams or coaches are working on it, and then it becomes a rule. So we're excited about it. I really do look at it as an opportunity. It's going to, you know, warn our fans, it's going to look totally different than anything they've seen before. We have not seen this play in football. The XFL ran a version of it. The XFL had 10 players 5 yards across from each other, a kicker and a returner. We're going to have two returners back there. There's not going to be 10 across on the kickoff return team. They'll have two guys that can be off. So it's going to look different. The yard lines that we're on are going to be different. So you may watch some of that XFL tape, but it's going to be a little bit different. So that's why I say we don't even know exactly what it will look like. We're working very hard at that play. I'll share with you guys, myself, Bubba Ventrone, Stephen Bravo Brown, who's our assistant special teams coach, Mike Vrabel. Vrabes was up a couple weeks back. We all got in a room, and we started watching the XFL play, and we started getting on the board. and we talked about it. And that's the fun part for us is this is something that's going on in all 32 clubs. Everyone's trying to go to school on this play and understand it. Is it going to be a different body type on kickoff? Probably. Is it a different returner? Maybe. Is it two returners? How about think about this? Okay, you're the kicker. Hang time means nothing now. In the old days, you had that run up to go pop that ball and get it as high as you could so the return team could get down. Hang time means nothing. All that matters now is placement. Can you place that ball on the 1 yard line or on the goal line, wherever you want to place it? So you're going to see kickers that just take 3 steps to kick the ball. That'll be unique. So we're working the problem, so to speak, but it is exciting for us. Bubba, speaking of former players, Bubba has literally has a helmet on. He's in our indoor and he's lining up on the 35 yard line. He's taking drops and he's got other assistants. He wants to feel what the play is going to feel
like. Put a
helmet
on for this?
Bubba's crazy. He wants to know what our players are going to be feeling. And we talked about, we had meetings this week with the players on it. Bubba took the whole team through the rules, what it's going to look like and how we're going to work it. But I'm excited about the play because it's a play is now back in football. And while I can't tell you what it will look like, it will involve somebody catching a ball, someone running with said ball, someone trying to tackle you, someone trying to block the guy. So it's going to be football. It's just going to be so different. But I think it's exciting.
What's your second favorite sport?
I mean, growing up, it was definitely basketball. I follow, I'm rooting for our Cavs tomorrow and I'm rooting for JB and the guys. I don't follow basketball as much as I used to probably growing up.
Yeah. Is there another sport you think you could coach at a high level?
No. No, not talented enough to do that. I will say this, and you've heard this. I mean, coaching is teaching. It's 100% teaching. I'll tell you this story. I was on the playing 9 holes with my oldest the other day when it was nice out there. Mm-hmm. And, I tell him what club to play, par 3. I'm like, okay, hit this club. I'm like, just here's some swing thoughts, blah, blah, blah. And he hits it about 10 feet. I'm like, okay, here we go. So we get to the green. I'm like, all right, here's where you want to hit it. Here's your line. Bangs it in for a birdie. I'm like, am I the greatest coach in the world? He's like, all right, next hole. Leave me alone. But no, I don't have that talent.
You mentioned Mike Vrabel. And I think when fans hear that, immediately they say, wow, listen to how secure our head coach is talking about another head coach, which has been somebody, I'll be honest, I'm a Buckeye. Like, man, it'd be cool if Mike Vrabel came to Cleveland and was the head coach. We have a head coach. You've won Coach of the Year twice. What has that experience been like with Mike on the staff? And how did this come to be that he would even be up for something like this, that you'd even be up for something like this?
Yeah, I love Coach Vrabel. He's been awesome. I've enjoyed just the time we've been together already has been really, really, really fun. He's a Buckeye. He's Northeast Ohio. He's got a great love for this area and this team. I loved when we first got in the building and put a brown sweatshirt on him, just seeing him walk around in a brown sweatshirt. I was like, all right, that looks good. So I'm glad we got him in the fold. He is really, really going to help me. And I say that because he's a friend of mine, but I couldn't pick up the phone and call him and talk to him about everything because he's in our conference. He's coaching another team in our conference. So now I just feel like I have a resource who's available to me that, because as we were talking about earlier, stuff's going to happen that really you can only talk to other head coaches, guys that have dealt with similar things. So that's just one area that he's helped us. I mentioned already he's spending a lot of time with us on the kickoff play and because he's a guy that's been out there and has done that, and he's a former teammate of Bubba's in New England, so that's really helpful. He's helping Andrew with a lot of the draft stuff. We're giving him players to watch. So he's just an incredible resource for us. And really where it goes back to is once he – wasn't going to be a head coach this year, which I was shocked. I mean, I expected him to be a head coach. Once he wasn't in this cycle, I was like, dude, if you're not doing anything, we'll take you. Like, I'll take whatever you're willing to give us. And I think with his relationship with me, his relationship with Andrew, and I don't want to speak for Vrabes, he can speak for himself when he talks to you guys, but I just felt like he wanted to help, and I think he wanted to go somewhere where he had a familiarity with the group.
I want to talk to you about your foundation when we come back. You got a great event coming up on June 6th. With flag football over at the stadium. So if you got kids that are in the youth programs out there, I want people to hear this. Kevin Stefanski, live in the Serpentini Auto Group studios, head coach of your Cleveland Browns. Final segment next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.